We work hard as physicians to take care of the health and well-being of our patients. But when it comes to our money, do we have the same condition of care? Probably, probably not. Let's change that together. Welcome to the Financial Freedom for Physicians podcast, where we'll fight and advocate for your financial literacy. As always, I'm your host, Dr. Christopher Liu. Thanks for being here. Let's jump into the show. Hey guys, I want to welcome you guys to the Financial Freedom for Physicians podcast. We've got a great episode this week. Before we begin, please hit the subscribe button as well as the notifications bell and be sure to like, comment, and share if you like this episode. And we'll get into this week's sponsor and show.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This week's episode is sponsored by CityVest. CityVest has quickly become the most popular and best way for doctors to invest in top-performing real estate private equity funds that are usually reserved for institutional investors. This unique access to investing in these institutional funds is available for the first time ever through CityVest's easy and secure online investment platform. CityVest does the hard work of conducting due diligence and vetting the investments. They even get a third-party due diligence report that is posted on their website. As a result of aggregating a several million-dollar investment amount into their access funds, CityVest gains access to investing in the institutional investment and is able to negotiate better investment terms such as a 12% preferred return. You can check them out at cityvest.com or go to the link in the show notes below. Now on to the show. Before we begin today's content, here is a quick disclaimer. The information and material presented here is for informational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. The content is not a recommendation to buy or to sell. Some of the content may be for credited investors only or may be sponsored posts. Every investment carries risks. Results have not been verified. So carefully weigh those risks against your investment goals and objectives and see if acting on the information matches with your investment thesis. Do your due diligence prior to investing. And as always, do not invest more than you can afford to lose. So welcome everybody to this week's podcast episode for the Financial Freedom for Physicians podcast. And I'm your host, Dr. Christopher Liu. And as you know, we talk about 4 different types of freedom: financial, time, location, emotional freedom. And my mission is to bring you the up-to-date information, education on all things finance, business, entrepreneurship, so that you can be empowered to make your decision toward freedom. So today we have a guest. We're going to be talking about real estate, and his name is Charles Chandler Trey, and he's the co-founder and COO of My Tennessee Home Solution, which is a real estate solution company. And I'll let him talk about, you know, what he does in his background. So welcome.
Thank you so much, Christopher. I really appreciate being on. Thank you.
Yeah, I know we were talking backstage, and you know, we're going through very interesting times. That's going to be what we're talking about on this podcast. And, before we get started, tell us more about you, yourself, how you got started, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, my name's Charles. I grew up in a small town in Alabama. I had a heavy interest in wanting to join the military. And so through a long route, but I was able to get there, made my way to United States Military Academy at West Point, where I was able to make some awesome relationships with my now current partners in our company. And after time in service, decided that I wanted to transition out, continue on with real estate, because at this point, it's just a means to an end, to have financial freedom, to live life on our terms with what we want to do and how we want to do it. And so with my now partners, we decided, as our time is transitioning out of the military, to really just shift focus into real estate. The reason really behind that was that we were able to kind of translate the work ethic that we were putting in, and able to really see and reap the benefits and rewards in it through real estate, rather than really any other kind of industry, albeit the military or really anywhere else. And we did not need to really kind of go to school for it or anything like that. So that's why we just really went all in on real estate.
Awesome. Awesome. So yeah, I know that that's a very fascinating story. And, most finance involves real estate of some sort, just because that's a place where, you know, you can store your wealth, you can generate a business, cash flow, taxes. And so, you come to the right platform. So, before we get started, just tell us more about what is My Tennessee Home Solution, like what real estate solutions do you offer, and we can go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we, just by the name, our single family residential side focuses in the state of Tennessee, particularly the middle Tennessee market, Nashville, greater Nashville. And what we do is focus on off-market acquisition through an inbound pipeline of marketing. We run TV ads, a strong backed website, referrals, other investors. And our acquisition process is that we purchase properties at a deep discount from pre-foreclosures or individuals just with multiple properties they want to let go of, or properties that have run down. And so from start to finish, someone is in a situation where they don't want to list with an agent, or they need to have a quick closing. They search or reach out, give us a call, or fill out our web form. And then we either stay on the phone with them, or we'll come out and reach them and meet them in person. And then we end up closing on the property. And through that, we will have it again. We'll have a steep discount, so we're able to put the repairs in that are necessary, get it fixed up, looking nice, put it back on the market, and then try to sell it to either someone that's moving in, a new homeowner, someone coming in with a VA home loan. Really try to stay within the affordable housing price range for Middle Tennessee, and then from that, we're able to develop additional investor relations. And at times, if we have too many projects, we'll look to wholesale as well. So the residential side of what we do sticks to fix and flips and wholesaling. And then on the other side, we do syndications and focus on passive investments and passive investing, really. The single family stuff is really the fuel and provides all the necessary funds for overhead and also to fuel into what we do on commercial multifamily acquisition through syndications, and that we focus in on across generally the Southeast. And so what we look to do there is provide opportunity for investors that are looking for passive investment opportunities, become limited partners on our deals. Most recently, we closed on a 32-unit hotel in Chattanooga, in which we're renovating, and we were able to bring on some investors as limited partners, and now they will be able to reap those benefits through cost segregation studies. So their taxes will be benefited through this. Again, passive investing, letting us do the work, and then they'll be able to reap a really solid return through that. We were able to lock in a really low rate. It's a great hedge on inflation. And so now, because of the track record that we have on the residential side, we're able to continue to provide values not only to sellers, but now to buyers and investors as well.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So it's a really interesting, unique proposition. And, a couple things that I had questions on during when you were talking was, the first is, so when people, I guess, it's standard real estate commission, buyer, seller, real estate is 3%, 3%. I guess, how is My Tennessee Home Solution competing in that market where you don't have, where you can list with, you know, your company and not have to and bypass the realtor.
Right. Basic human needs really boil down to certainty, security, need, and comfort. And that's something where each individual that reaches out to us, we understand that there's a reason they're in a situation where they need a quick closing, or they need to stay in the property after closing potentially, or they have no way of fixing the property up to get it ready to go on the market. And we do not charge any commissions. We come in with an all cash price. We try to see if it's a good fit for us. Not all of them are, and we communicate that, but we try to see what's best for the individual, have a tailored solution that's going to make sense and help, and then get them on to their next adventure of whatever it is that they're needing. We come up with a lot of very creative financing solutions for individuals. And because of our ability to be flexible, being a lean team, and be able to meet face-to-face and really listen and get a good grasp and understanding with those that we work with is really a huge part of our competitive advantage to those that do similar similar businesses in our market.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like because you offer, you know, fast closing, all cash, you know, pretty much a seamless, and then people will go with you, you know, the price will be lower, but they don't have to go through a broker and have all the, you know, all the hassle and then give them all the commissions, which is quite an interesting proposition. And it sounds like, you know, I've looked, looks like, you know, your company's done 10 million in transaction volume last year, 1.2 million in revenue. It looks like, you know, looks like you're on track for 3 million this year. You know, you have, you know, all the, in your portfolio ranges from, you know, the single family to the commercial side to the syndications, which is really interesting. We hope you don't mind this brief interruption from one of our affiliates.
Doc2Doc is a personal lending solution designed by doctors for doctors. We understand that doctors' financial situations change faster than an insulin drip in ketoacidosis. And we also understand that doctors are the most reliable borrowers in the world. Through our proprietary algorithm, we're able to provide personal loans at great rates with amazing flexibility because we take into account your schooling, your specialty, and where you are in the medical journey. Doctors come to us after they've matched into residency, and we loan for all sorts of personal reasons, from credit card debt consolidation to family expenses and medical bills. We speak with everyone who applies for a loan and offer fixed interest rates and flexible term options without prepayment penalties. If you're a physician looking for a personal loan, fill out our application form now. It only takes 3 minutes, and we'll get back to you with a decision within 24 hours.
Let's see here. So, you know, I have a lot of questions, you know, for the listeners, because, you know, we're living in interesting times. And, you know, I know you talk, you know, your expertise is building team and processes and all of that. One question that a lot of my clients ask me is, you know, this is, we're now on June 20th, 2022. And, you know, the main question is, are we in a housing bubble?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. It's a hot topic being talked about. Proceeding back to what occurred in 2008, the ripple effects are still being felt today, mainly because of the lack of houses. There's still a very low amount of supply, low inventory. And again, that's coming from construction, new build houses, the way lending was occurring in 08, and the effects of that all the way until really the COVID timeframe around 2020, where again, now you hit the stop button really and everything. Issues that occur with this global supply chain. And then we really see, you know, the Fed in the US start to obviously stimulate, pump money in, need people spending, lower interest rate, need to be able to easily borrow money. With that, you also see a record number of agents, lenders, and the like really come into the space. But now, you know, it is important to at least have a plan and know what to do if a recession or when a recession occurs or a drawback, which I can get into as well. But for this, the way we view it and the action steps that we're taking is one, understanding that the affordable housing space is really where our focus is at. People still need homes. People are still moving. Burden or some properties are still burdens to individuals, and there's still crises that occur. So we don't see that due to the low amount of supply and inventory, that houses will still remain on the market for what used to be 30 to 45 days. We're still seeing days on market in the low teens and even single digit numbers. I would say instead of comparing data and numbers to 2020 and 2021, I do believe now we need to look at comparing numbers to 2018, 2017, 2018, 2019 to really get a better idea of where is the housing market going. We're still operating at full speed ahead. And another significant reason for that is because we're able to acquire properties that have the built-in equity and ensuring that there's multiple exit strategies as well. So those that believe that there is a housing bubble or a housing crash that that do often have real estate transactions, I do believe that those that have been relying upon just appreciation alone or buying at percentages or rates that maybe, you know, they're betting on or banking on a continued, you know, double digit growth rate, individuals that are doing that and relying upon kind of outside the norm qualifications for purchasing are going to find themselves over leveraged essentially. So understanding that you got to have multiple exit strategies, meaning if we're purchasing a property and we do try to put it on the market, well, could we refinance out and hold it as a rental? Could we keep it and hold it as possibly an Airbnb? Or do we, or can we just put it on the market and sell it without doing any rehab? You know, we do, anytime we get a property, we go through a cycle of the multiple exit strategies that we believe we can run through. And then same on the commercial multifamily side, locking in a 25 to 30 year rate term at a good interest rate that we can work with, and then using our numbers to know where we need to be at for any kind of value add type property, because that space on the multifamily side is still going to be extremely lucrative, and there'll be plenty of deals at. And so we understand, especially in our market, in our area, a lot of low supply, the demand is still there. The buyer pool may shrink in just due to the rise of interest rates, but those that are looking for properties maybe in the $400,000 range, and if as interest rates rise, they get priced out, well, now those buyers are just essentially going to start looking down at the $300,000 range now. So there's still a decent, very large pool of buyers. There's still strong demand, especially in the desirable living areas, desirable zip codes, school areas, and where businesses are moving to, which is in the migration of people and workers, which is all information and data that needs to be carefully looked at. But I'll say again that just banking on one aspect alone being appreciation, individuals will quickly realize that the growth rate that we've been seeing is just not sustainable. Not saying that it will go to the negative or reverse, but essentially just slow to more realistic and sustainable rates.
Yeah, that's interesting. You brought up a lot of points because, you know, it's all about risk management, and you know, it's all of the speculators and you know, the flippers, and you know, people that just banking, like you said, banking on appreciation. And I always focus on the cash flow. If you know, the cash flow and the rents can cover your expenses, you know, at least 10% cap rate or higher, then you know, the numbers make sense. But it's quite interesting. I'm seeing a lot of trends recently. For example, you know, a lot of like private equity firms, they're going in, buying up single families and basically becoming landlords. And you know, you mentioned the rising mortgage rates. And then recently I read a article is talking about, you know, these loans, it's quite easy to qualify. And then it's based on these short-term rentals. So in a lot of these vacation areas, you know, these the price appreciation of these properties are just skyrocketing. So it really reminds me of back in 2008. So, you know, I think, you know, like current times, it kind of reminds me of like 01, you know, after the 9/11 and the, you know, all the Enron crisis, and then we went into a recession. And then after that, it was the housing boom. So, you know, it's quite interesting. Do you have thoughts on that? Or
I do. And overall, I think it is healthy that we do not sustain double-digit growth rates in both appreciation and rent, because at that point it becomes too much, and individuals are not going to be able to keep up. Employers are not going to be able to keep up with the pay increases. And now, despite what was looking like positive trends and upside to global supply chain getting back in order, now we see another invasion, right? That again disrupts supply chain, disrupts labor costs, disrupts oil, disrupts many different assets that all in all do affect housing and real estate one way or another. And so the period that we're going through right now, while yes, inflation is very real, again, our hedge is real estate through this. Rent producing assets will outpace and beat the stock market. And real estate overall, as far as a place to park cash, because you could take a bet by holding and stacking cash, which there's risk to that, or putting it into assets that can produce return, tangible assets that you are able to raise the rents on, that you are able to purchase, if you're running the numbers correctly, at a discount that makes sense, that provides the cash flow needed, and that you're not over leveraged. You know, yes, there are risks to that, but 10 out of 10 times that we'll continue to purchase real estate, especially in the commercial multifamily sphere.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I know you came from West Point, you know, one of the top places, and then you talk about building a team. You know, can you talk about building a team of who, not how, and also developing systems and processes for your company and team?
Yeah, absolutely. And that book, Who Not How, is extraordinary, highly recommended. And it really goes more than just who by just finding a person. It has to be the right person, right? Like, we look for those A-team type players that really fit the culture, they understand and fit and can really own our core values. And then they just have a strong work ethic. And so it really, what matters most initially when we were starting out was just get the right people on the bus. Let's get the right people on this team. Yes, not everyone essentially made the cut, but it's important that when that's identified, you have to cut quickly and not just hope that things get better. So getting the right people on the bus and then really figuring out who fits in the best seat and leveraging people's strengths, that'll help mitigate any weaknesses that the individual has. But really ensuring culture fit, believe and have the ownership of our core values, and also take an owner's mentality, really, where everything that we do or don't do and the decisions that are made, that each person feels valued, has input, and can speak on more than just being told kind of what to do, but has that internal fortitude really to be able to take initiative, make decisions, work autonomously, and then provide feedback as needed. So that's kind of more or less how we define our who, not how. And then to the processes, there's a book called Traction by Gino Wickman that we, the Entrepreneurial Operating System. And that is exactly to a T what we follow and how we operate. And I can't speak enough about that for any team that is really kind of in their early beginnings, or teams that are getting after it right now. And if you feel a little lost or have questions or not really sure how things are really going or don't have the clarity needed, then that book, Traction, is an excellent resource to really align your team on how to operate and execute and have that clarity and have that time back to you to where you're as most efficient as possible.
Yeah. There's one thing I didn't go to the military, but one thing I like about the military is that it's structured and it's disciplined and it's very regimented. So you have, these systems and processes. Any takeaways, after you transition from the military and into, your learnings into what you do now for your company and your team?
Yeah, absolutely. Really comes down to the mindset of not wanting to let anyone down, taking ownership, really having extreme ownership of any kind of issue, because obviously it's very easy when things are easy to pat yourself on the back, et cetera. But as issues occur, as things change, having ownership and being able to not just have thick skin, but also be able to provide good constructive feedback, and have strong conversations that just build the team. A lot of that definitely comes from the military background and how a lot of us were molded and brought up through different styles of leadership, different styles and ways of executing leadership that we've been able to see and grasp and either internalize or just turn away and not want to emulate at all. But I would say the big things is just how we communicate, ensuring that we do monthly evals, even how we get feedback, how we talk to each other, and the streamline of communication as well. Very concise, to the point, and then we're able to be efficient on time. So all that has been very nice to see the transfer over into how we're executing now, and we definitely see results from that.
Nice. Yeah, it's been a really fascinating conversation. And, to all the listeners, Trey's resources will be including the show notes, including the book Attraction and also Who Not How. I just downloaded that on Audible now. And how can a lot of listeners, contact you, follow you, get in touch with you, or perhaps even work with you?
Yeah, absolutely. The best way probably to contact me, it would likely be Instagram. My handle is _TreyChandler_. Trey is my nickname, but another way is on LinkedIn. Charles Chandler is my name on LinkedIn, or you could even find our company account, My Tennessee Home Solution, because we're always wanting to provide value to those that are looking to invest, park their money, hedge against inflation, that want to see good returns from tangible assets that are executed through operators that know the space, know what they're doing, and can provide that comfort and security to those that in these kind of times wonder what and where and who to work with. So would love to work with more individuals through those that are listening here and the network that you have. Because there's a lot of value that our team can provide.
Awesome. Yeah, it's been a fantastic conversation. We'll call it a day. And thanks so much for coming on. And we look forward to hearing more about your future successes.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
What a fantastic show. I hope you enjoyed our very special guest. Just remember, as a shout out to our this week's sponsor, CityVest.com. CityVest gives you access to the best real estate private equity funds with enhanced investment terms, verified due diligence, and lower risk. You can check them out at cityvest.com or click on the link in the show notes below to hear about their upcoming investment offerings. If you enjoyed that episode, don't forget, that's just the free content. We also have paid premium content subscription with better guests, information, updates, and discussions that can't be accessed anywhere else. You can subscribe to our premium content by clicking on the link in the show notes below to subscribe. Just a quick note, members who sign up for the bottom floor price introductory the first year will be grandfathered into that price for life. I expect the monthly subscription amount to increase quickly next year and the year after, so don't delay. I'm excited that you made it for another episode. You are truly the best. If you've been following the show for a while, you know that my passion is to bring you the education you need to find your path to financial freedom. Please come back week after week for new content, new resources, and great guests. Until then, if you haven't already, please be sure to check out the website, www.drchrisluemdphd.com, for more support. I'll see you next week.